The legislation approved in the Assembly Tuesday would offer a tax deduction of up to $4,000 for each job created by a business. However, Democratic State Representative Mark Pocan says companies will only see a fraction of that money coming back.
We're talking pretty small amounts once you take the federal and state taxes into account. How small? Well, anywhere from $90 to maybe on upwards to $300. But most of it's going to be around $150 after federal taxes.
Pocan, who owns a small business in Madison, says the benefits aren't big enough to encourage businesses to add jobs.
I invest $40,000 to put a new hire into my business, and I get one, maybe two toner cartridges.
State Representative Robin Voss agreed the bill is not the solution to all of the state's problems. He says it's just one part of Republican efforts to spark job creation.
This is a small, simple way to say the state of Wisconsin is here to help.
The tax deductions are expected to cost the state $67 million over the next 2 years. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.